Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday. It is December 13th. Yes, it is Friday the 13th. Thanks so much for joining us. We are happy to have you guys here as we get things going. The weekend is here. JC's out again today, but we are holding down the fort here. How are you doing this morning?
I'm all right. I've actually woke up with kind of a scratchy throat, and I'm like, no, please. So I've been taking a lot of vitamin C and like drinking a lot of water to hopefully combat whatever is coming on, but I think I just need to sleep.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've been feeling kind of like not the greatest, like something might be coming on, but just fighting for it. A lot of vitamin C, like you said.
And what do you have planned this weekend? I know Bricklin's birthday's today, but other than that,
well, this weekend, if all goes as planned, this afternoon, I am going to be at the Silver State Schools Credit Union on Water Street, and we are going to have like a little holiday party, and you can come out, and we are going to have a ton of great prizes, and it should be a lot of fun. So that is happening 2:30 to 4:30 this morning, or this afternoon, and then tonight, Brooklyn wanted to do like a little kind of birthday party with her friends, but we're going to take them out to dinner. So basically, like, I got a table for them, and then Matt and I are going to sit at a table like away from them, and they're going to celebrate, and we, you know, got our cake, and last night we were kind of putting together some presents and stuff like that, so it should be fun.
Do you give Brooklyn two separate gifts, one for her birthday and then one for Christmas, because since they're so close together?
Oh, we have to. Do you know people that get them all in one? She would be so devastated if I didn't give her separate ones.
I know that because I'm into astrology. There's some memes because it's Sagittarius season, and if you're a Sagittarius or if you're like a Capricorn, that's your birthday's around Christmas time. So they said, please, begging you from a Sagittarius, please don't give us one gift for Christmas and a birthday. Separate them.
Yeah, that's hilarious. No, we definitely separate them. She would go nuts if we didn't. But she's really laid back. back with stuff like that. She loves her birthday. She loves celebrating it, but she's always, no matter what the gift, been like one of those kids that's just really grateful that anyone even thought of her. So I was really, it's pretty easy to shop for her. That's for sure.
And when does Sophie get back from college?
She comes back next week. So we're looking forward to having, you know, everybody at home and spend some time together. So it should be a lot of fun.
But no family other than just you four going to be celebrating?
Just us. Yeah, just going to hang out and take some time off and relax. How about you guys just are hanging out solo, right?
So we were thinking about what we wanted to do for Christmas. We thought about your offer about going over to your place, but we realized on the 27th, we already are leaving for our last wedding of the year.
And oh, wow. It's coming up.
Exactly. So on the 27th, we went back and forth between driving or flying to Phoenix for James's sister's wedding. And we thought that flying might be better, but we just ended up saying, no, let's drive. We'll have our car. We'll be able to run errands for her around town. So we're going to drive. We're going to drive on the 27th. And I think we're going to drive back the day after the wedding, which is on the 30th. And holiday travel is so crazy. I think the airports are just so nuts that I think driving would be in our best benefit. Just take our time. If there's traffic, that's fine. But man, airports around this time.
Oh yeah. Forget it.
Headache.
Don't even get me started on that. That was one of the main reasons why we decided that we were just going to stick around the house and not deal with any of it. So I know a lot of you are expecting to travel this holiday season and have been already. And yeah, it's just been kind of crazy. One of our friends went to pick his daughter up at the airport for Thanksgiving, and he was in the pickup line for like an hour. He couldn't get to her, like just going to pick her up. Oh. It was for passenger pickup, was just crazy. So yeah, a lot going on, but hey, it's all about family and spending time with those that you love. So
even
in
if they
the
give
end,
you
it's
a
worth
headache.
It. Yeah, exactly. So we have so much coming up today. We are rounding out the 12 days of Christmas. We are on day number 10, and we're really excited to take a look under the Christmas tree. We are going to grab another gift under there coming up in the 9 o'clock hour this morning. So don't miss that. Your first chance to win will be just after six with Heads Up. We've got those Fandango passes to check out Mufasa, the Lion King. So that's going to happen this morning. But right now, let's do it. It is time to start the show with the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Total Eclipse of the Heart, the Nicki French version? Every now and then. For You by Sister Hazel. It's hard to say what it is I see in you. Wonder if I'll always be with you. Words can't say I can't do. Or do you want to hear No Air by Jordan Sparks and Chris Brown? Tell me how I'm supposed to be with no air. Can't live, can't breathe with no air. It's how I feel whenever you ain't there. It's no air, no air. Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now by tweeting us or voting on Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can also vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, Selena Gomez got engaged this week. And wait until you hear how that engagement went. Would this woo you like it did her? That is coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And No Air by Jordan Sparks and Chris Brown is the pre-show you pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick them. Tell me how I'm supposed to be with no air.
It's Mercedes in the Morning. So you saw that Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco got engaged, right?
Of course.
It's so cute. I'm so happy for her. She had such a crazy week. And she was nominated for 2 Golden Globes, one for Emilia Perez, the other one for Only Murders in the Building. And then you turn around and she gets engaged. But a lot of people are talking about her engagement pictures, because if you look at them, you probably notice that Benny Blanco proposed to her after having a little picnic for her. He set up a little picnic, very romantic, right? But what people are noticing is that it was a Taco Bell picnic.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
She loves Taco Bell. They both talked about it. He's like, oh my gosh, her favorite food is Taco Bell. If I want to please her, I'll just go grab her some Taco Bell. So he got her a bunch of stuff from Taco Bell, had the picnic, and that's how he proposed. And a lot of people are saying that's really showing someone who notices the little things, listens to you. And I was thinking about that. Like, if you were proposed to again by James and he had a picnic for you, what kind of picnic, what kind of food picnic would win you over?
I think if he proposed with me with a Jack in the Box picnic, I would fall in love with him all over again. There's something about their curly fries.
Really?
And their buttermilk ranch. I would love that. I would not be afraid of Taco Bell either. Jack in the Box is like my favorite right now. And I think if he did that, oh, love him.
So would it just be curly fries or like a wide variety of all the stuff that they have?
So they used to have that ube milkshake that was out. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, they did? I think I've been to Jack in the Box one time in my life.
Oh my gosh, it's so good, Mercedes. There's an ube cookies and cream milkshake they had. I would love that. I love their ultimate cheeseburger. There's tacos that are just like two for a dollar. The curly fries are great. And you got to make sure you have extra buttermilk ranch on the side to dip your curly fries in and the tacos in. So, so good.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So what would woo you if you had a picnic, a proposal picnic, and it was like the restaurant or the specific item from a certain restaurant that you love, that would be it. You're automatically giving a yes. 702-364-9400. This text came in. It says, it would be White Castle burgers for me. Spread them all over the blanket, baby. I'm going to town and I will say yes to you. I think for me, I'm trying to think because I don't love a ton of fast food. So this is just really simple and I would probably eat it more often if I had the opportunity to, but like it would just be a chips and salsa picnic. I just love chips and salsa. Like put it all out, maybe some guac, but like I love chips and dips. Basically any dip I love to eat. Hummus, salsa, guac.
What about a bean dip?
A bean dip. I'll take that. Queso. I love dip. It's like, if you want to impress me, set it up with all the different dips around and I am going to town and I will say yes. I will marry you.
What about KFC? Remember how KFC, they came out on Valentine's Day with like a bouquet of chicken? If Matt came on to you, hey, baby, goes on one
with
knee.
With the chicken?
With chicken.
No.
Fried chicken? No.
I eat too much chicken as it is. I get sick of chicken. Like, that's all I eat, basically.
No KFC, chips and dip. I'll remember that. I'll tell Matt.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2186.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is finally Friday. It is December 13th, Friday the 13th, 6:02. The ladies flying solo today. JC is out. I was shocked last night when I turned on the TV and the Billboard Music Awards were on. Did you know they were on yesterday?
No, not with like the mix of the holidays and just work and stuff. Absolutely not. Billboard Music Awards.
It was so bizarre. And the way they were set up, it was weird. Like there were like a bunch of tape performances. Like I didn't watch the whole thing, but some of the winners. Last night was an absolutely huge night for one person. I'll give you a hint. She just ended a major era in her life.
Oh, I wonder.
Taylor Swift. She like cleaned up at the Billboard Music Awards last night. So she got top artist, top female artist, top Billboard 200 artist, top Hot 100 artist, top Hot 100 songwriter, top streaming songs artist. It goes on and on. Like there's more. Like it just was absolutely absolutely huge. And Tortured Poets Department won the top Billboard 200 album of the year. So
not surprised.
Yeah, it was almost just like the Taylor Swift show. But there were some other people that did really well. Last night, Chapel Roan. She won top new artist, which was really cool to see. Morgan Wallen was top male artist. This guy who was just in town, Shaboozy, he won top song sales artist. So yeah, I was just really surprised. I was not expecting to see the Billboard Music Awards on last night. I don't know where I've been, but you know who else did really well? He's been here at the station, Teddy Swims.
Oh yes,
he absolutely killed it last night. So yeah, I feel bad. I had no idea that was going on.
Did they take? Was it like a legit award ceremony where they had a red carpet and there was thank yous?
I don't think there was. I didn't, like I said, I didn't see the whole thing, but it was just like I saw the band Stray Kids, the K-pop band.
Yes.
I saw a performance, but it looked to have been previously recorded. I saw them doing something with Teddy Swims, but I can't remember what it was. It was just really odd. Did anybody else watch it last night? It was not like your typical, you know, like they've had here at the MGM Grand, where the people go on stage, they call them, they go up, there's some performances. It was very odd.
And the Billboard Music Awards usually around this time of year? Or isn't they like the award season, like February through May?
The more I think about it, the more I do think they were kind of like summerish, but I don't know. I was so out of it. These holidays have got me like losing my mind. I am so unorganized right now. I'm so flighty. I literally forget everything. So I'm not going to beat myself up for not remembering the Billboard Music
Awards. Yeah.
Well, we have a lot going on this morning. Make sure you are here in the 9 o'clock hour because we are on day number 10 of the 12 days of Christmas. We've just got a few gifts left under the Christmas tree, and we want to make sure you get yours. That is happening 9 o'clock hour. Tickets at 7:30 for you to see Jennifer Hudson. She is coming to town for an exclusive engagement. We've got those passes with the Mega Minute at 7:30. And in just a few minutes, we're going to get you your passes to check out Fandango's, get you some Fandango passes to check out Mufasa, the Lion King. That's on the way with Heads Up. But coming up next, we are going to tell you what is trending Christmas Day. It's setting up to be a huge day for music. Another diva will be taking the stage. We have some details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Mariah Carey is trending this morning. The queen of Christmas. She is going to be opening Netflix's NFL Christmas Game Day on December 25th. She's going to be kicking it off with a special tape performance of her iconic hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You. So Netflix, they're featuring two games on Christmas Day. You've got the Kansas City Chiefs against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's happening at 10 a.m. our time. And then you have the Baltimore Ravens at the Houston Texans at 1:30 p.m. And Mariah said, you know, this is a very exciting way to celebrate Christmas with music and football coming together. The event's also going to feature a live halftime show, which we've been talking about with Beyonce and, you know, with the Chiefs playing, Travis being on the Chiefs. I'm guessing Taylor might make an appearance too. So you might have like three divas there at the same time.
Honestly, I feel like we have a lot to thank for the NFL and the Taylor Swift thing, because Taylor Swift just blew up a lot of the women demographic and the kids demographic watching sports again. So I think Netflix was smart about this. So like, how can we get more women to watch? And what better way on Christmas Day, which is a huge American tradition, is to watch football. So they're like, let's bring in Mariah Carey. Let's bring in Beyonce, because they're seeing more women watch football now.
I think it's great. I think you and I have been watching football for years, and so it's great to see more people coming to the table and having these celebrities bring them. That's great. I wonder if that really, like, the musical artists really do equate to big numbers. I know that the Taylor thing really brought a ton of people that didn't watch football before. And what's been really cool is to see, like, a lot of fathers and daughters bonding over it. Like, dads were watching already. And the little girls are like, Taylor's there. And now they start watching with their dads. I think that's so beautiful.
I do worry, though, because it's on Netflix, the thing with the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson thing when the Netflix stuff was going. I'm worried that that's going to happen on Christmas Day where it's buffering and we're barely seeing the stuff. So hopefully Netflix, they worked out the kinks and we're able to see Mariah, Taylor Swift, and Beyonce on Christmas Day.
Why do they have to do that on Christmas Day? Like, why do they have to do it on Netflix? Like, why not have it on just a regular network so we don't have to worry about that? Plus, you know what's coming out on Netflix the day after?
December 26th on Netflix.
I believe it's December 26th.
Okay.
Squid Game.
Oh, no way.
Did you watch Squid Game the first time?
Okay, so I tried watching the first one and I couldn't do it. I'm not a bloody type of thing girl, so no, I can't watch it. But I did watch the challenge, you know, when they did
Yeah.
I love that one.
That was not nearly as bad as the actual Squid Game. But yeah, if you're a big fan, Squid Game 2 comes out December 26th. So you go from happiness, Mariah Carey, Beyonce, and football to death and destruction. It's just going to be a happy holiday. That is what's trending. All right, let's do this. It is time to win this morning. And up for grabs, we've got your tickets. Four of them. Some Fandango passes for you to check out Mufasa, The Lion King. Courtesy of Walt Disney Pictures. Here's how it works. It's Friday, so we only have one category left. It's A Wonderful Life. So that will be your category. You have to get six answers in 60 seconds. And when you do, these passes are yours. Caller 20, you're playing Heads Up. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Brandy, good morning. You are caller 20. You ready to do this?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's do it. Okay, it's Friday, so only one category left. You're playing for these passes to check out Mufasa, The Lion King, courtesy of Fandango. The category is It's a Wonderful Life. These are all just different Christmas movies, okay?
Okay,
so JC is out today, so I will be your partner. We just got to get six answers in 60 seconds. Are you ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, Brandy, Emily, Mercedes, your guys' time. It starts now.
All right. This is the movie with Will Ferrell. Yes. This is the movie with Kevin McAllister. Their parents go to...
Come on.
Yes. This is the movie with Tim Allen, and he is...
Santa Claus.
Yes. This is the movie... Oh, it's like a bunch of different stories packed into one. The guy stands at the door holding the cards that...
I know it has Ebenezer Scrooge.
Let's pass on that. I'm dreaming of a...
White Christmas.
Yes. This is with Billy Bob Thornton, and he's really rude. And you sit on this guy's lap, but he's not good. He's a...
Bad Santa.
Yes. This is... I believe it was Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he was looking for a toy for his kid. This was Adam Sandler Hanukkah movie.
Oh man.
Let's pass. This is the one where the kid gets his tongue stuck. Oh no!
Oh my gosh,
Brandy! I'm so sorry. Oh man.
What were you guys struggling with?
So we had to skip Love Actually. Was that the one with all the different storylines?
Yeah, the signs.
Yeah.
That they had words on it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, that's Jingle All the Way, right?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. That was the one we passed on. And then the Adam Sandler Hanukkah movie is called 8 Crazy Nights. I'm so sorry, Brandy. Oh, I feel like I let you down. And I didn't realize her daughter Emily was in there too. So, oh my gosh. Hang on the line, Brandy. Caller 20, that means you are a winner. All you got to do is call us up. Caller 20 gets these four Fandango passes to check out Mufasa, The Lion King, courtesy of Walt Disney Pictures. You want them? They're yours. Caller 20 at 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. stressing? Are you stressing?
I've been stressed, girl.
It's the holiday season, and, you know, there's a lot to get done. Christmas is 12 days away.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's December 13th, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
It's December 13th. You know, something happened yesterday, and I don't know if you kind of feel this way. Look, I love the holidays. I'm not trying to be, like, all bah humbug and stuff like that, but is there anything that's, like, Merry Christmas meh to you?
Merry Christmas.
It's like it doesn't, it's something that everyone loves about the holidays, but it's just meh to you. Basically yesterday I was at my other job and someone had brought in some eggnog that they made.
Ooh.
And they're like, oh, I've got homemade eggnog. You guys got to try it. It's in the break room. And I'm walking by the break room and I hear him talking about it. And he's like, Mercedes. And I was like, yeah. He's like, you got to come try some of my eggnog. It's homemade. It's delicious. You like it. And I was like, oh, I'm so good. Thank you. He's like, I insist. Get over here. Try it. I do not like eggnog. Like, I never have. Oh, no. I just don't like it. He's like, I insist, get over here. You got to try this.
You're all fake excited.
I'm like, I just didn't know what to do. For, like, he was all about his eggnog. And for me, eggnog is just meh. And so I didn't want to hurt his feelings. So I went over and I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I pretend to take a sip. And I was like, oh, nice. It's so good. He's like, no, you got to take a gulp. It's good. I was like, oh my God. No. Gulp. I just feel like, for me, eggnog is like Merry Christmas. That's just eh. Like, is there something that everyone loves about the holiday, but it's just meh to you? 702-364-9400.
For me, it's as a kid. I remember my parents put me in choir. And we had to go Christmas caroling. It was the worst for me because I just felt so awkward going up to strangers' houses.
They made you Christmas carol?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I get that it was a part of the choir. It made me get into the holiday spirit for some people, but not for me. They tried. I was like, why are we going up to random people's houses? And what if they don't answer? So I guess what they did, the choir director, they let the people know, like, hey, we're going to be here from this time to this time on this day so that they would open their doors. But it's like, okay, let me sing Fa La 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 in front of a random stranger. Is that really going to put me in the spirit? No.
You know what's the most awkward thing, more awkward than going to people's houses and singing for them, is being the people that have to watch you.
You're like,
because you're just
smile.
Standing there like, okay. Oh,
and we're all off note. We're so bad.
I get so uncomfortable just having to stand there and listen to Christmas carolers. I don't know what kind of face I'm supposed to make. Bravo.
It's Christmas. Really,
that is definitely Merry Christmas. 702-364-9400. Dan, what to you is Merry Christmas?
Well, for me, it would be ham.
Ham?
Yes.
Why?
So, growing up, we had ham for all the, like, big holidays. So, one year, my grandmother decided she was going to cook the ham. Great. That's grandma. So, we waited, and at first, it started out, she forgot to turn the oven on.
Oh, no.
And then, secondly, when she did turn it on, she turned it on too high, and it became charcoal ham.
Oh, ham in general just makes me thirsty. So I just don't like it. I don't like eating ham.
So Dan, you're just sick of the ham? You just, every time you see it, you're like, absolutely not, or what?
Yeah, I'm just like, no, we're not going to do ham. And now my youngest son is in the point where he's like, can we have ham for Christmas? And I just got the cringes.
The cringes.
I don't blame you. Like, ham, I don't know. Too much. This is the time of year where it's all about ham. Then it comes back at Easter time. And I'm with you. That is so Merry Christmas to me.
Can we all agree? No ham, no eggnog, and no Christmas caroling.
I don't think people will agree with us. Maybe on the Christmas caroling.
Very true.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Talk show host and podcaster Conan O'Brien, he was hit this week with two devastating losses in one week. Did you hear about this?
I didn't, no.
Both of his parents died this week, just 3 days. days apart.
What? No.
Yeah. Ruth Reardon O'Brien. She died on Thursday. She was 92 years old. She was an attorney, and she was only the second female attorney at the Boston law firm Ropes and Gray. Then Dr. Thomas O'Brien, he died on Monday at the age of 95. He was a renowned doctor and pioneer in the field of infectious disease. Both of them passed away at their home in the Boston suburb of Brookline, Massachusetts. And the deaths come less than 3 months before Conan O'Brien is scheduled to host the 97th Annual Academy Awards on March 2nd. They were married for 66 years.
Wow. What a long life. But did they say it was just of natural causes?
Yeah, 92, okay. 95. Yeah. And, you know, them dying so close together, you hear about that you can actually die of a broken heart. Mm-hmm. And so when you are with someone married for 66 years, I don't know how long they were together before they got married, but I've heard of that happening so many times where when you lose that person that is so close to you, your heart literally breaks and it can't take it anymore.
I remember when my grandma passed away and my grandpa had to endure that life after her.
Yeah.
He would say things like, I just wish I died with her and stuff like that, which it did break my heart, but I understand, like, that's what he's going through at that moment. That's how he feels. He doesn't know a life without her. And he shortly passed not too long after.
I remember that. And doctors have studied this. Like, there's actual evidence that something does happen to your heart where it does. There's a physical thing. It's not just mental. So just some sad news and sending the best to him. That's got to be so hard right now.
Yeah.
Also this morning, Billie Eilish, she did one of those NPR Tiny Desk appearances. Have you seen those before? They're so cute.
I love those Tiny Desk performances.
I love them. She and her brother Phineas and some band members, they crammed into that iconic office space and they performed some songs. I have some of the audio. Here's Billie Eilish performing the greatest at her Tiny Desk concert.
Man, am I the greatest? My congratulations. All my love and patience. All my admiration.
She has one of those voices that she doesn't need all the bells and whistles. It just sounds good on its own.
So good. I love her.
She also did Birds of a Feather.
And I don't know.
Sounds so good.
She's so good. There's Phineas.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Phineas doesn't get the credit he deserves.
No, he doesn't. There was a TikTok video I came across where she's dissecting Birds of a Feather with notes, and she's like in a college classroom.
I saw that.
Oh, she's so smart. She's beautifully she knows music. She knows what she's talking about, and she dissects the song where you're understanding what notes she's hitting.
Like, and for what reason? Like,
exactly.
Go from this one to like it was like a science project.
I got the chills watching that video.
Yeah. Finally, this morning, there was a time that the term like nerd was associated with, you know, you think of people with like these glasses with broken rims,
suspenders,
and taped up, stuff like that. But times have changed and nerd is no longer a bad thing. In fact, it's actually like a badge of honor, so much so that one baby naming expert says that hot nerd names are the latest trend. This baby name consultant, she says being a nerd is cooler now and that is going to be the next big thing when it comes to names in 2024. She says that some of the names that are going to just explode this year are names for boys like Dexter, Calvin, Clark, and Spencer. Those are going to be like the hot nerd names this next year. Also names like Desmond, Marshall, and Simon. Now, boy names are not the only hot nerd names that are going to be trending. They're saying that hot nerd girl names this year, which I know people with these names and I wouldn't have classified them as hot nerd names, but Amelia, Betty, Blythe, Felicity, Genevieve, Maisie and Penny. Those are some of the names that they say are going to trend for the hot nerd names trend in 2025.
I would have never guessed Penny would make a resurgence. I feel like that's a little old-timey name, kind of.
One of my friends and former coworkers, her daughter's name is Penny.
Really?
Yeah. And I remember when she told me she was going to name her Penny, and I remember kind of thinking the same thing, like, wow, you just don't hear that name anymore. But you know when a name fits a kid to the T, I could not envision this child being named anything but Penny. It is just like perfect.
Is she 4 years old but acts like 40?
Oh, I think she's like 3 years old and she thinks that she is like the star of the show.
Oh, she is the star of the show, Penny. I love it.
Well, coming up next, you guys, this article came out in Forbes magazine and it is fascinating. It talks about the things that men and women envy about each other. Ladies, what do you envy about guys? And guys, what do you envy about women? I think some of the things on this list really surprised me. We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mercedes in the morning. Forbes did this really interesting article about what men and women envy most about each other. And it's a whole study by a psychologist. And guys, I need your help right now. If you're being completely honest, what do you envy about women? 702-364-9400. They did this whole qualitative analysis and they came up with the four things that guys envy most about women. And I was actually surprised. As a woman, I never knew that guys were jealous of these things that we do or the status that we hold. One of the things on this list was our cognitive and multitasking skills, the way we're able to multitask so well. It's harder for guys to do it. And they envy just the way we're able to handle complex responsibilities really efficiently.
I can see that because when I'm talking to James and he's on his phone, he cannot hear me. He's like focused on what he's doing. And I'm like, hey, hello. He goes, oh, what? Sorry. But I feel as women, we're able to do those types of things.
Yeah, it's something that I never really noticed that I do have that ability to do. But but it's true. And guys envy that about us ladies. Another thing that men envy women for is motherhood, the creation of life, how we are able to bear and nurture children. They're not ever going to get that opportunity. And there is a little bit of envy on that.
I can see there is a beautiful relationship between their mother and the newborn, and that fathers try to kind of find that fatherhood with the newborn. I could kind of see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing on the list that guys, number two, the way that women are able to openly share their emotions without being judged. You think about that. It's harder for guys. There's this judgment that comes along with it.
Yeah, like men who are sensitive and stuff like that, they seem negatively when really I think it's a positive.
Yeah, well, I feel like, yeah, the gender norms kind of discourage guys from showing vulnerability because they're supposed to be strong and they're not supposed to be like that. We'll talk about number one in 1 second, but I want to take some of your calls at 702-364-9400. Men, why are you jealous of women? Jessica, what do you think it is?
So I think it comes down to the time of the month that basically they chalk it up to like us leaving work early because we don't feel good or we're in that mood and they're like, oh, it must be, you know, her time of the month or whatever.
That we're when able to use that as an excuse and they can't use that.
Exactly.
That is not number one, but that's actually a really good guess, Jessica. I'll tell you what number one is next. Take some more of your calls, 702-364-9400. And then at some point, we're going to talk about what women envy most about men. That's next. It's Mix 94.1. Forbes magazine came out with a study talking about what women envy about men and what men envy about women. We're talking about the things men envy most about women right now at 702-364-9400. We've had things like cognitive and multitasking skills, the ability to create life, and the freedom of emotional expression, how they can freely express themselves without fear of judgment. Sammy, good morning. What do you think?
Okay, I'm going to go a little dark.
Okay, go for it.
I really appreciate or kind of envy a woman's ability to dip into a friend zone anytime they don't want to be alone or just can't be alone, and they can find somebody who cares and wants to be there with them.
But you can kind of put them in that zone where it kind of ends at friendship and the nothing more. And guys can't really do that.
That is correct.
That's an interesting take, Sammy. I never really thought of our ability to do that. It's so fascinating to hear from the opposite sex. The number one thing, though, and see if you guys agree with this, that men envy most about women is their physical attractiveness and their social influence. So a lot of guys in this study really envied women's beauty and their ability to use their beauty and their charm to influence other people.
I never would have thought that that's number one. I mean, let's look at a lot of powerful people in the world. They're mostly men. So to think about that on the spectrum, on the other side, I would have never thought that, like, oh, their social influence or their attractability is what men envy most about women.
Well, think about like the pretty privilege that a lot of people have. A lot of women, they get what they want because they're pretty, and guys envy that about women. So coming up next, ladies, you're up to bat. What do you envy most about guys? In this study, they came up with the four things that women envy most about men, and some of these may surprise you. We'll talk about it and take your calls. Let us know what you think one of those things is, or what do you truly envy most about women, about men. 702-364-9400. There's a great article in Forbes magazine about the things that men and women envy about each other. We have been talking about this Frontiers in Psychology study that just came out, and it is fascinating to see what the sexes envy most about each other. We were talking earlier about what men envy most about women, and now it's time to talk about the women. What do you ladies envy most about guys? Let's talk this morning to Zariah. Zariah, good morning. What do you envy about men the most?
So it's actually pretty funny. There's a lot of things I would say I envy about them, but I figure the one that I envy most in our everyday life is that they have the ability to pee standing up. And the only reason there's a couple, it's because, you know, we go out to these food places or stores and the restrooms, and they're so unsanitary. And when you got to go, you got to go. And sometimes you don't want to stand a toasty, or they don't have the little paper things that you put on top of
the toilet. Yeah, the toilet seat covers. Yes. Oh, I'm totally with you. Yeah. I know you laugh, Zariah, but I really feel like you're right. A lot of women feel that way. And that kind of goes with number four on this study, is like biological freedoms that they have. That is one of the things that women envy most about the guys. It's like, yeah, they're able to do that, pee standing up. They're able to, things are more convenient for them. They don't have to deal with menstruation, pregnancy, menopause.
Oh my gosh.
None of that. And we have to do all that. So they have so much biological freedom, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yeah.
That's a great way to say it. Biological freedom. I would definitely agree on that.
Yeah, that is number four on this list of things that women really are envious of guys for. Let's talk to Josette. Josette, what do you think is something that you envy about guys?
Good morning, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
What I envy most about men, and being a bartender in this town for 30 years, is men will walk in and meet a complete stranger. High five. What's up, bro? How you doing? And it's like they've known each other forever, and women have to earn it.
That's true. You don't feel that instant like camaraderie. Like,
no.
I think it's because we overthink things and we wonder what people's motives are. And you really analyze. That is really good. I'm looking at the last three on here. It's not really. Well, actually, this might kind of fall into it. Number three is women are envious of guys because they have a freedom from emotional labor. And by that, they mean like guys can just detach from emotional things. You know, women, we're always thinking about, okay, what do I got to do around the house? Am I going to take care of the kids and do this? And like these invisible burdens that we kind of get frustrated about, guys are just like, cut it off. We're good. Move on.
And James is the same way. I've been going through, sometimes I go through some hard patches emotionally, and he'll just be like, let it go. He lets me feel, but then he's like, all right, back at it next day. We got to get over
it. They just cut it.
I'm like, I can't get over it that quick.
Number two of the things that women are jealous and or envious of men for, their freedom from appearance pressures.
Yes, I feel the same way.
Yep.
Like getting ready for a night out, we take forever. We got to do our hair and makeup, and not even that, we got to get our eyebrows waxed, we got to get our hair done. Guys, shower, hop in the shower, 5 minutes, they're ready.
And if you dig deep into that, it's really based on these beauty standards that we have. It sucks. We have beauty standards that guys don't. We have this pressure to maintain our youthfulness, maintain our attractiveness. Guys don't have that pressure on them.
No.
You dress how you want. You're not pressured to wear makeup or being told, oh, you let yourself go as you're getting older. Like, women want that freedom, and we don't have that. So we're really envious of guys from that.
How ironic is it that the opposite was men envy most about women. The number one on the list was
beauty.
Beauty. What is these double standard or just standards in general? So, wow, very interesting.
The number one thing that women envy most about guys, nearly every woman who participated in the study, it envied men because of their advantages in the workplace and just in society in general. Higher salaries, faster career advancement, leadership roles.
Did you say more pay?
Higher salaries. They're the privileges that there's just a real bad systemic inequality with men and women still. I know we've bridged the gap a little bit, but it's still there. It's still there. And, you know, we're burdened kind of with juggling career success and the caregiving roles. And guys are just like able to go in and accomplish what they want to. And that is the number one thing that women envy most about men.
Is there something that you envy about Matt that he does that maybe a talent or a skill that he has that you're like, man, I wish I had that from Matt?
I think that what I envy is it's kind of ties into the one about the freedom from emotional labor. He's a real like get over it quick kind of guy. And it, things just like stick with me and I harp over them and I worry a lot and he doesn't worry as much as I do. Mm. That's what it is. Yeah. He never worries. Like I'm worried. We're going to get a winner for the Mega Minute today. Yeah,
exactly.
We haven't had a winner in a little bit. The last time we had a winner for the Mega Minute was on December 6th. So it was a week ago today when Melissa won. And we want to get a winner today. Let's stop the worry, okay? Let's get ourselves a winner right now. 702-364-9400. And we are playing for a pair of tickets to Jennifer Hudson's The Gift of Love. An intimate live experience. It's happening at the Blue Live Theater at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas. Not only will you win these tickets, but you'll end up being in the grand prize drawing, which we're doing today, where you will get a pair of upgraded tickets. Great, great, great seats. Although all the seats in the Blue Live Theater are really good. So caller 20 right now. You are playing the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds. It's 10 questions. Answer them all correct and you win. Who wants to try and conquer the Mega Minute? Caller 20 is in at 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Lisa, you're caller 20.
Yay!
Oh, I'm so excited. I think today is the day you're going to conquer the Mega Minute, Lisa, and you're gonna get a little help. Who's in the car with you today?
My daughter, Lillian, and my son, Dylan.
Hi, Lillian. Hi, Dylan.
Hi.
Okay. All right, you guys, let's do this. Teamwork. We are going to give you these 10 questions. You have 60 seconds to answer them all correctly. If you know the answer, just scream it out, because if I hear the correct one, we're moving on, all right?
All right.
If you guys are struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. All right, you guys, the game, it starts now.
What 2006 movie did Jennifer Hudson star in alongside Beyonce?
Oh, my goodness. Pass.
In The Lion King, who is Mufasa's brother?
Oh, no, pass.
Which boy band was Harry Styles a part of?
One Direction?
Yes. What is the name of the snowman that is described as a holly jolly soul?
Rocky.
Yes.
Dad.
Jerry Jones is the general manager of what NFL team?
Oh my God, my brother's going to kill me.
Kansas City Chiefs?
No. What drink do you get when you mix 7-Up with grenadine?
Shirley Temple.
Yes. What movie did Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie star in where their romance started?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yes. Finish the song lyrics. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Yes. Which actor is playing Dr. Doom in the Marvel Universe?
Oh, no. Pass.
What video game company trademarked the phrase, "It's on like Donkey Kong"?
Oh, no.
Lisa, Lily, and Dylan. Those were hard. You cannot beat yourself up on those. There were a few that you got that I was like, huh? I had no idea. And I also love the fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Me too.
Guys, thank you so much for trying. That was really tough. The 2006 movie with Jennifer Hudson starring with Beyonce, that's Dream Girls. She won an Oscar for that.
Yeah.
In The Lion King, Mufasa's brother, that's Scar. Jerry Jones is the GM of the Dallas Cowboys. The actor that's playing Dr. Doom in the Marvel Universe, we just talked about this yesterday, Robert Downey Jr. And then just at the very end, the game company that trademarked the phrase, "It's on like Donkey Kong," that is Nintendo. So that means we didn't get a winner for the Mega Minute, but you are going to win right now. Caller 20, you get these tickets to see Jennifer Hudson, The Gift of Love, an intimate live experience at the Blue Live Theater at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas. Caller 20 gets the tickets at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
With all the Christmas cookies and homemade treats and festive cocktails around this time of year, the holidays can definitely be a time of indulgence, and that can be really tricky for those people that are following weight loss medication routines. So how are people on meds like Ozempic and Wegovy handling the holidays? Well, a lot of them are planning to take a break, according to new research. They say 1 in 6 Americans on meds like Ozempic and Wegovy, they're going to skip their injections during the holiday season. More than 3/4 admit they're ditching the jabs so that they can enjoy more holiday foods. And half say they're stopping temporarily just to avoid the side effects that I guess come with eating really rich foods on the diets. Nausea, I guess gastric discomfort, things like that. They say that putting a little pause on it gives them a little bit more room to indulge and not have to deal with some of the unwanted complications that come along with that.
I don't know much about these types of medications, but we did have like a personal trainer that came on career day, and
yes,
she was very informative about, you know, there's a lot of people that think negatively towards it, but some people, they really need it. It's like life-saving to them.
Well, think about it, and that's kind of how I feel. I know a lot of people are against it, but okay, so it helps them drop the weight, which helps their health situation, or should they not get that help and maintain a terrible health situation? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And if the option is there, why not take it? And if they can afford it and they're able to, you know, it's covered. However, it's like, why not do it? Why can't they do it?
We take medication for other things like cholesterol. I have to take a thing for cholesterol.
You do?
And I thought my diet was pretty good. And they're like, you're right on that border. We should probably make it. So I have to take like a medication for cholesterol. Well, you know, I just did what's going to help. And guess what? It helps. So when we have to take something to help us get better, why not do it?
You know? And it's like, if you're taking a vacation from work, why not take a vacation from meds? Why not?
I love it. Well, speaking of vacation, thank you for the nice little transition
nice.
There. If you have not had a break from work for a while, you're probably hurting right now. This new poll has found that employees feel like they need a proper vacation every 110 days to keep their sanity intact. So that would basically be like 3 vacations a year. It doesn't say how long the vacation has to be, just a nice stretch where you would burn a few vacation days. They just did this poll and they found 18% of people say they always use up their paid time off. The average person's going to leave 5 extra vacation days on the table this year, even if they won't roll over to 2025.
It is so important. I think both of us were like, if we have an extra vacation day, we're like, you want to go on it? And we're like, absolutely. We're like, let's take it.
Well, the burnout is real, but I also understand that some people don't have that option.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe you're not salaried and you work hourly and you have to work. And I get that. But if you have the days on the table available for you, I'm sorry, but businesses, they don't care about you that much.
No.
Take your vacation.
And I remember when I was part-time and I was working hourly, one of the things to kind of make it in this radio business was we had to work holidays.
Yes, for sure. That's like a rite of passage for like part-time employees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember I would work 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekends. And then like Thanksgiving Day, I would come in 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. I'm literally missing Thanksgiving dinner. And it's like, geez, you know, my mental health's at stake because I want to be with family and then all that stuff. And I'm just like, I need a break. I was working 3 part-times just to make ends meet. It was ridiculous.
You know, when I do love those options though, to work holidays, is when they pay you like double time or triple time.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's, but I would consider that like, okay,
yeah.
I may not be able to be there, but at least I'm making some bank here.
Very
you know
true.
What I mean?
Yes.
Finally, this morning, every parent has a list of gifts people should not get their kids. And Kylie Kelce, she took the time on her new podcast to share her list. And so many moms are agreeing with her, saying, why have we not talked about this before? So here are the top things that Kylie Kelce says, do not give these to my kids for the holidays. We don't want these presents. Number one, any toy that will require more than 5 minutes of assembly.
Oh, yeah. What a headache.
You see them with like those zip ties on the box.
Ugh.
And I'm like, I look at that. I'm like, no.
In the back,
there's going to be some sort of, no, I don't want to deal with this. She says hard pass on anything that is covered in glitter. She's talking about the kind of glitter that's not contained in a toy. Like if you, it's an art kit and there's glitter, absolutely not.
Or please. If it's a doll that has a dress and the glitter is on there, that gets everywhere.
It is a mess. She says if there are items that don't have volume control, don't bring it in her house. Like a drum set with no volume control, absolutely not. She says, please don't gift my children a living creature. I don't want to have to care for anything else.
I mean, isn't that an obvious thing?
No, someone gifted me and my neighbor a puppy once.
No.
One of our other neighbors, okay, he owned this liquor store and someone abandoned these puppies outside of his liquor store. So he thought he would be nice and bring the puppies home for me and our other neighbor. So he shows up to our house and gives me this puppy. I, of course, immediately fall in love. I'm like, oh my God, look, Dad, Ben gave me a puppy.
You're and naming it. You're seeing its future.
Oh my gosh. My dad was livid. He's like, you need to walk right back to his house and take that puppy back. I'm like, no, it needs a home. He gave this to me. I was not allowed to keep it. My dad was like, absolutely not. You're not. And the pup, he was a puppy, but his paws were giant.
Oh, there's going to be a huge dog. Oh, even Santa
is like, no.
Santa is smart enough that he doesn't even gift animals. Come on, you guys.
And then no toys with too many pieces are on this list. She says specifically small ones because the toys' tiny parts will always become scattered and missing eventually. And worse yet, you end up stepping on them in the middle of the night and that just kills your feet.
Yeah, please don't do that to us. That's not fair.
Final, or actually, that's it for now. But hey, you guys, is she going to call back?
Yes, okay. She's calling back.
So Jessica just called us and she has a situation that she's going to have to face tonight. And she needs help on how to handle it. So we're going to talk to Jessica and see what we can do for her. That's coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. That's Shaboozy. He won last night at the Billboard Music Awards for the top song sales artist. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. And yes, I first of all, I just want to say I appreciate you guys so much for how you trust us to give you advice and trust our listeners to give you advice. And Jessica had called earlier. She's back on the phone now. And Jessica, you have something going on tonight that you're kind of not looking forward to, a situation you don't know how to handle. What's going on?
Hi, good morning. So my situation is that I'm going out to dinner with a group of people and a bunch of them are drinkers. And, you know, as you know, drinks cost a lot. And so a lot of them will be having drinks, but I'm a non-drinker and I just hate that awkward moment when the bill comes. Do I ask them to split the bill equally and I just eat the cost of the drinks? Or do I, you know, just say, hey, break it out, you know, based on what these people drank.
Yeah.
That is one of the most frustrating situations to be put in is when you're out with a group of people, they say, okay, there's six of us, let's split it six ways. And you are on the low end of it. Like maybe someone got the huge Wagyu steak and a really expensive martini and you had a Diet Coke and a hamburger. And you're like, why am I paying $80 for mine when it's not $80?
And then Jessica was telling me off the air, like, this is a large group of people. It's not like you do separate checks. It's like a group of 10 or more, right, Jessica?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that can really add up if people are having, you know, a couple martinis apiece or, you know, wine or whatever. That can definitely add up. But I don't want to be the stick in the mud to say, you know, hey, I didn't have any booze, so you guys got to cough up some more dough.
Yeah, and then also, like, if you're sharing, like, appetizers and stuff like that, it is hard to say, hey, give me a separate check, because maybe you had some of those, and how do you separate the appetizers if you just had, you know, it's a tricky situation. Jessica, hold on. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400 is our number. You're the non-drinker. Is it rude to say, hey, we're going to have to distribute this in a way that's equal because I didn't order that much? Or do you just suck it up and just pay for it even though you did not order that stuff? Kyle, you have some advice for Jessica. What do you think?
So I could personally relate to this because I'm usually the person that doesn't drink myself.
I feel like I would kind of discuss it with like the server in the very beginning and just tell them like, hey, could you make my check completely separate? And maybe even discuss it with them, like everyone there too. Be like, hey guys, I'm going to have my bill just separate. So that way they're not thrown off at the very end.
Do you at that point, Kyle, just not partake in any shareable kind of food? Like if there's appetizers for the table and you get a separate check, will you not eat that so you're not on the hook for that?
I would personally do that, but if there's an appetizer that I would really want, I would maybe just order that separately and just be like, hey, I'll get this appetizer. And then if I felt among like sharing it with others, then I would do that, but I'd still pay for that appetizer, the one appetizer, my meal, and my one drink.
Yeah, that way, and then you can still share your appetizer with people. Like, I'm not that stingy, but at the same time, like, I don't want to pay for, you know, a $200 bottle of wine that I'm not getting a single glass out of, you know what I mean?
And I think it gets confusing, too. I hope that if it's... I think they do this at restaurants, a party of eight or more, they'll already add gratuity into it. But if they don't, it can get kind of complicating trying to add that tip in.
Oh, yeah, because you want to give some of that, too. We're getting a bunch of texts. This one says, go to the restroom and pay your part of the bill on the way back. Oh, that way. Well, then when you get it, you got to make sure they don't double charge you. Like, hey, the bill went down, but now we only owe this. This one said, I would just take cash and just pay for my non-alcoholic drinks or food separately, or just use it to chip in for the total bill. Smart. Yeah, just say, hey, you guys, I owe 40 plus I'll give, another 10 for tip or something like that. This one says, can they Venmo one person to pay? We still got to split it at some point.
And the math gets confusing.
Yeah. Thank goodness for the tip calculator on the iPhone.
Yes.
I don't know how I would survive without that thing sometimes.
Jessica, good luck tonight. Hopefully everything works out.
Yeah, let us know. Hey, guys, it is Friday, and we are getting ready to spin the Oh Wow wheel. Stick around. One of us is going to play a song that makes you say, oh, wow, that is on the way. It's Mix 94.1.
Ready now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
All right, we've got our guest vetoer here with us this morning, and I am not able to pick up. There we go. Lena, good morning.
Good morning.
You are our guest vetoer. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm excited. This is so fun.
All right. Well, thank you for being our guest vetoer. We got our three songs on the Oh Wow Wheel. JC's out today, but we still have his category and his song. So we're going to give it a good spin. Steph just spun it, and that was not a good spin.
It wasn't.
Steph.
It wasn't a good spin. It's not. No.
But it did land on you, Steph. Maybe that was by design.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me turn this down here.
Okay, so, Lena, here's how it goes. It landed on Steph. She is going to tell you her category and her song. If you want her to play it, she just say let it play. If you want to veto it, it will move to the person next to her on the wheel, and we will reveal who that is after you give her the veto. Okay, Lena?
All right,
here great. We go. Go
all
ahead, Steph.
Lena, my category was a song that was released in a year that ends with four, since 2024 is ending. I went with a song from 2004 with Float On by Modest Mouse.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard this in a minute. Lena, what do you think? Do you want to hear it? Or would you rather just give it the old veto?
I'm so sorry, but I'm going to give it the veto.
Oh,
my heart hurts. It's okay.
Yeah, you can't take it personally. That's Lena's job here.
Yeah,
so, Lena, okay. I'm sorry, but I'm kind of excited because that means it moves over to my song. I'm next on the wheel. And my category was a song from the year 2015. So I picked this one. From One Direction, Drag Me Down.
Fire for a heart. I'm not scared of the dark. You've never seen it look so easy. I got a river for a soul. Nobody
can drag me down. That's One Direction, Drag Me Down on Mix 94.1, the Oh Wow Wheel. That was my selection for a song from the year 2015. I got to play mine because Steph got the veto today for the Oh Wow Wheel, and JC was not in the mix, but his category, it was a guilty pleasure song. So you and I were both in agreement. He would have 100% picked this.
Like, I think we're all in agreement on that.
You know,
one.
When I first met JC, I never thought that this would be a song he absolutely loved, but we love that about him.
Exactly. So there you go. We've got some winning coming up in just a couple of minutes. Your tickets to see Whitney Cummings, her big baby tour at the Palazzo with Heads Up. Don't go anywhere. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Kara Mia, good morning. You're caller 20.
Yay!
Let's do this. Let's make you a winner. Your category this morning is mountain range. International Mountain Day was December 11th, so these are all things associated with mountains, okay?
Mountains.
Okay, JC's out today, so I am going to be your partner. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready to do this.
Okay.
And the game, you guys start now.
These are like boulders or little pebbles. They're all what?
Yes.
This is what happens when it's cold outside. This falls from the sky.
Snow.
Yes. Rain. This is what you might do on a trail, on a mountain. You might go for a...
hiking.
Yes. Yes. This is a gigantic rock is called a what?
What is a gigantic rock called? A boulder.
Yes, a boulder. Yes. When you get in really high levels of this, it's hard to breathe. You're in high what?
Altitude.
Let's pass on that one. This is what you put these two things on your feet and you go down the hill. It's called what?
Skiing.
Yes. This is where you might stay in the mountains. A log what?
Log cabin.
Yes! Carabia, you got it. Congratulations. I love it. We have a fan club here. This is fantastic. Congratulations. Two tickets to see Whitney Cummings at the Palazzo over at the Venetian. Nice job. Happy Friday, guys.
Yeah!
I'm doing just fine.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
While the extradition process continues for that accused killer of the UnitedHealthcare CEO, prosecutors at the Manhattan DA's office, they've already started presenting evidence to a grand jury. So the DA's office, they're looking to get an indictment for murder charges, which would strengthen the case for extradition, which is a process that Luigi Mangione is fighting right now. This story is just so wild. I was watching the news this morning. They were talking about, like, this guy, he wasn't even a person that used UMR Healthcare or United Healthcare as his healthcare. This was just more of a statement to people, showing what he was feeling. Fingerprints recovered from a water bottle and a Kind bar near the crime scene have matched to him. There were three shell casings at the murder scene. Investigators continue to build evidence in the case. They have gotten a search warrant for a phone, which was found near the crime scene. They're trying to access it. At least two other search warrants have been issued, including for the hostel where he stayed and for the backpack that was found in Central Park that had a bunch of, it had a jacket and Monopoly money in that. He's still in Pennsylvania right now.
Did you hear about all of the crazy, I guess, theories that are going on behind him, that he's super smart. Of course, we know that he graduated from Harvard, but that this was all, like you said, a statement, but it was plotted in a sense where in his backpack, there was found Monopoly money. He was found at Pennsylvania on the Monopoly board. There's Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh.
He was found at a McDonald's. Remember when McDonald's used to do the Monopoly game?
Oh my gosh.
It is insane. Like, everything I heard was
planned. Is this coincidence
out,
or do you think that there's something to it?
I don't know if it's there's something to it, but the theories are crazy.
There are a lot of theories going on, that is for sure.
And then the weird one is like, oh, his name's Luigi. I wonder if his partner is named Mario.
Did
that's
you
gonna
see,
come out.
Did you see someone yell that at him? They were taking him in and someone yelled, there's a TikTok I saw of it. Someone yelled out, it's me, Mario.
Oh,
I was like, oh my God, are you serious? This guy's like a murderer, come on.
And then there are other things they're yelling out, like giving him lighter, I guess, sentencing. I forget what they're saying.
He
He's got a fan club. He definitely has a fan club.
So weird.
Yeah, it's crazy. Also this morning, do you watch Yellowstone?
I don't. I've never seen an episode.
Okay, it's a really good show. If you're bored, like, over the holidays and you're looking for a show, I would watch it if I were you. So great. Well, this week, if you were watching Yellowstone, spoiler alert, it's not that big of a spoiler because everyone's talking about it. There was a cameo by someone, and it was Bella Hadid. We're literally watching, and I there's this really beautiful woman on there, and I'm like, is that Bella Hadid? And my husband's like, looks like her. I immediately jump on, you know, Googling it, and it's like, Bella Hadid makes cameo on Yellowstone.
Wow.
I was like shocked. I'm like, how random? Why her? Why Yellowstone? Well, I did not realize this. Maybe everyone else knew. She is definitely embracing the cowboy lifestyle since meeting Aiden Benuelos. And he is a rodeo guy, and he was, he's definitely in that world. Well, she has been competing in horse cutting, which is a rider and a horse separating a steer from the rest of its group. And this week she won the National Cutting Horse Association Rookie of the Year belt buckle.
What?
I know.
Good for her.
I was shocked. I had no idea. She posted that she and her boyfriend had trained hard for the event, and then she pulled out this upset. And they've been a couple for the last year, and they're very much into like the Western lifestyle. And yeah, and she's a model, she's an actress, and now she's a rodeo star too. I thought that was so cool. Rookie of the year. Who even knew? And that belt buckle is huge.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I love the belt buckles. They're just so gigantic. With NFR in town, I'm seeing so many people walking around with their gigantic belt buckles. It's hilarious.
Me and James, we were cowboys and cowgirls for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And we were guilty of buying something and returning something on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
I know. So what we did was like, oh, let's bring out our cowboy hats. And I still have mine. And he goes, damn it, I returned mine. We were going to go walk around South Point.
See? Yeah, you can't look cool. I love when the rodeo's here. I think they are the nicest tourists of all the tourists that come here.
Yes.
The NFR crowd, they are the most polite. They spend money. They are, yeah. Please come every year.
Yeah, like,
they are
you guys.
Awesome. Finally, this morning, the great Christmas tree debate. It's alive and well, and there's a surprising twist. Now, what do you think that Americans prefer? Real Christmas trees or fake Christmas trees?
I think that Americans prefer... I'm going to say they prefer real Christmas trees. They like the smell and they like going and getting it and grabbing it.
But what about like the bugs and the sap, and you have to keep it's watered, and it's literally something you have for a few days and you have to throw it away.
True.
I thought I thought fakes would win, but you are actually correct. Most Americans lean towards real trees. 32 states picked real trees over 18 who picked fake trees. The southwestern border states and a lot of the South actually tend to prefer the artificial ones, probably because it's so hot and
True.
Like the trees die faster out there. But yeah, they did this analysis and they found that most people prefer the real trees. I am a fake tree girl all the way. Give me the fake. Give me the ability to change the lights. I can make them blink. I don't have to worry about any of that.
Didn't you just say that it was an earlier in the show yesterday, you said that you caught an Amazon driver stealing one of your fake trees from the dumpster?
Well, here's the question. Is it stealing if it's in your trash? So we had our great Christmas tree that we've had for probably like 7 or 8 years, our fake one, and an area of lights just died. There was no way to fix it. We tried every light. It was done. And we were like, hey, we got 8 great years out of this. It's time for it to go in. So we put it in the box, and it was bulk trash day. So we set it out by the trash cans. And then I get like a notification. There's movement on one of our cameras, and it's pointing like where our trash cans are. And an Amazon worker, you know how some of them have like their own cars, they're not driving the trucks?
Right, and they have their vests
on. Yeah,
they're
still delivering for Amazon. They stopped their car. They must have made a delivery in our neighborhood. And they stopped their car and they go and they take our bulk Christmas tree that's there for the trash pickup. And they tried putting it in their back seat and it would not fit. Like, it was too big. They're like struggling. And I'm like laughing watching this. I'm like, oh my God. And then they finally decide to pop the trunk and they stick it in there. The trunk won't close because it's so big. And they just drove away with it sticking out of the trunk. Is that, do you think that's stealing or is that recycling.
No, that's definitely recycling. If I was out of a Christmas tree, my lights went out, and then find out that ending up that you turn on your Christmas lights, your recycled one, this guy that this Amazon driver tries to put it up, and he goes, darn it, now I get why they threw it out.
Well, part of me is like kind of kicking myself because it was a great tree, and yes, that section was out, but I could have easily bought a new strand of lights and just put it there instead. Why didn't I do that?
It's okay. You got lazy.
No,
it's fine.
They are enjoying my Christmas tree now. Mix 94.1, it is time for the 12 days of Christmas, and day number 10, Dell, you are caller 20.
Woo-hoo!
Are you ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll be honest, the pickings are slim here under the Christmas tree. We've had a lot of amazing winners getting everything from things like dinners and concerts and Apple products. And so we have just a few tickets left, or not just tickets, other things. But I'm looking here. We've got 16, 10... And then 20 and 21, it looks like. So pick a number from under the Christmas tree.
All right. So my birthday is December 20th. So I'm going to go with number 20.
Happy early birthday. Yay. That's awesome. Okay. Number 20 is right here, literally. So let me grab that. It's an envelope. So I'm going to open it here and see what's in this envelope. Oh, there are some tickets in here. Let me see who they're for. Oh, Dal, you just got two tickets to see Kevin Hart.
Woo!
It's happening over at Resorts World. His show, it's going to be on February 28th. You just got tickets for that comedian. He's so funny. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Oh, my gosh. I've been dying to see him. I hear he's hilarious.
Yeah. Del, make sure you go to the bathroom before in case you need to pee. You're going to be laughing the whole night.
Oh, no kidding. And I think they, like, take your phone so you don't have any video proof if you do pee your pants. No one can take a picture of you.
Yeah, they lock your phone
up. You're going to be fine. You're going to have another chance to get yourself something from under our Christmas tree. After 5 o'clock, Heather Collins will have another chance. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. And you guys, today is the last day to get your nominations in for our December Teacher of the Month. You have until midnight tonight, but if you're near your phone or a computer, which we know you are, just do it right now. Go to our website, mix941.fm, click on contest, and nominate a teacher that you just adore for our Teacher of the Month. We're going to do a random drawing, and one lucky teacher is going to get a $150 Visa gift card from Findlay Chevrolet. Then, in addition to that, another $150 Visa gift card, courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union, and then that personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies. We just want to shine a spotlight on all those teachers that are working so hard and doing so much for the kids, for the communities, for the schools. So nominate your teacher again today at mix941.fm under the contest tab. You only have until midnight tonight. That's when the entries close. And thank you to Findlay Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible. That is it for us today. Hey, speaking of Silver State Schools Credit Union, I'm going to be out there this afternoon from 2:30 to 4:30. We're going to be at their Water Street location in Henderson, and we're going to have so many cool prizes to give away. We are going to be celebrating their big Best of Las Vegas win for favorite credit unions. So come down and see us. I would love to say hi, get you a cool prize, and just hang out with you. So join us today, 2:30 to 4:30, the Water Street branch, a location of Silver State Schools Credit Union. It is going to be a lot of fun. We are headed out. J-Love is on the way next. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you on Monday.